Patty is in a so to speak, a weak team organized by one of our friends, kind of. So, but they he scored twice today, so that was a good thing.
Ah.
I don't know.
And what is
they lost?
What does Dad do for him for each time he scores afterwards? Is that like an ice cream cone or something?
No, a pat on the back.
Well, he's probably satisfied now at his age, but when he gets older, you better have your wallet handy.
Yeah. And him to have his own wallet.
Oh, right. Did you have time to go through that the team shift posting of the interview on Opt with Heather Ann Gerald Tucci?
It didn't ring a bell.
Okay. It was posted, and it's an hour something. It really takes an intensity to listen to it, but wow. Very interesting, and the whole Opt background, and I guess she's got, you know, sources with higher dimensionals and updates on what's going on, supposedly, references to Cobra. That's really up-to-the-date stuff if people are into this. She's also talking about the shift change and what's actually going on at the moment, what has happened that people aren't aware of, what can't happen. So, it's loaded.
Now, are you talking about that retired professor?
I don't think she is. She's the one that filed, or instrumental in getting all of the court documents to file against the government and the corporations.
Okay, no. You know what I got today is, I need to pull it up. Very interesting. On what is completely, let's see, what is it?
It's one that Soblik put up about 10 this morning.
I don't think I've seen that now. Huh.
Yeah, that's heavy listening, but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Because, let's see. Okay, corporations. Wake Up World. This is from Wake Up World. All corporations, banks, and government lawfully foreclosed.
Yeah, now the one I'm talking about is the woman who put all that together with the extra dimensional background.
Okay.
So I wouldn't even look at that because it's just, it's almost like a legal document. But go to the one that Skobik put up that I don't think it's got it in the title, but it's really with Heather and Jareth Tucci, who has been one of the three big people orchestrating all that.
Yeah,
and
I don't know what you're talking about. It was a PDF file, right? But, I mean,
mine isn't, so I don't know. Well, you'll find it. I'll just let you take over.
All right. I want to welcome the next person. This is the Monday call, of course, on Monday. Please say your name and location.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Jerry, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
Good, very good.
Thank you for being here, Daddy.
Guys, I didn't ask you how your weather was.
It is nice today.
What's your temp?
I don't know, probably somewhere in the 50s, I guess.
Well, we're warm enough to have rain. We've got a heck of a windstorm rain lashing been going on. It's just pounding the house.
Uh-huh.
But we need it. Drought and all that farmland from last year.
We're going to pull up the weather report as we're getting rain too here tomorrow. Good evening. Welcome to the Monday call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, hi. This is Ray from Nevada. How are you?
Good evening, Ray. Thank you for being here. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Two more people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, this is Lucy from Orlando. How's everybody?
Welcome to the call, Lucy, and more people
Thank
have
you.
Jens, please say your name and location.
Michael, Waterlake.
I hear Michael from Waterlake. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening. I have a problem with the Wednesday night number for accessing.
That's the same. That is an issue. It's a matter of hanging up and redialing. The only thing that I have been advised to do on it is hold your keys of your phone a little longer when you dial in the access number. That's what I get from free conferencing. It worked for me. And all of a sudden, my problem has been resolved because I have no longer a problem.
Oh. I thought Lynn would send me the actual phone and access numbers for that on the replay.
You just have the wrong number?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what.
I have the pin right here. I can tell you what I've got.
Is it 172746?
Pardon me?
Is the access number 172?
No, that's for Monday. Wednesday is 897676 pound.
Oh, that must be
8 9 7 6 pound.
And then it comes every phone call, every conference call is being announced shortly before the call starts. So you should find that information in your inbox.
But now he doesn't have to.
No, you don't have
to.
Uh-huh. And more people, tons of more people come in. Welcome, everybody. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Don from Braxville.
Hello, Don from Braxville.
Hi,
how
are you? Hi, can anybody hear me? This is Carla.
Carla Rickert.
Hiya.
Julie, I say
hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Yeah.
Hey, Carla. Mm-hmm. This is Ron in
Manhattan. Hi,
Carla. Hey, Ron.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for being here.
Hello, hi, this is Donna from Kingman.
Hi, Donna from Kingman.
Hi, this is Larry from Clintonville, Wisconsin.
Is it Larry?
Yes.
Hello, Larry. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Susan from Michigan.
Hi, Susan. Good evening. How are you doing?
Hello, hi.
Over 300,000.
Hello, welcome to the call. What's your name?
Hello, hi.
Hi, Francis. Here. All right, let me get rid of some background noise if I can. I might by accident mute you. Forgive me, I'm forgiven now. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Oh, hi. Morgan in California.
Morgan, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Thank
you. Hello, welcome to the call. Is it Lake Terrace?
Mount Lake Terrace.
Mount Lake Terrace. All right.
Michael, Mobile.
Hello, Michael, Mobile. How are you doing?
Oh, doing good, Ash. How are you?
Good.
Good to hear you back.
Daphne and Hoffman
Bay.
Daphne, does that sound familiar?
Yeah, Daphne.
Hey, Daphne.
Hi, hi. Hi, Carla. Hey.
How are you, Daphne?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Daphne.
Hello.
Hi, Daphne.
Hey, Daphne. Daphne?
Yes.
In last Monday's call, at the very end of the call, you started saying something really interesting about new things that were happening, like a crystal grid on the Earth or something. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then you kind of ran out of time, though. If you ever have time sometime, that would probably be interesting to hear what you were talking about.
Why don't you send an inquiry to Wynn, and we will make that the topic of our weekly call.
That's okay. What day is best to handle it?
Maybe a Monday night call. That would be good.
Can do.
Okay, thank you so much.
In the meantime, I want to welcome also those who have joined us over VBS Radio. It's 2 minutes past the hour. We have a bunch of people here in our room. That's just awesome. Vin was here. He's going to be right back in a minute. And we had more people join us over the conference line. If you want to do so, please say your name and location. Hello, Colleen. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Greg in Post Falls, Idaho.
Hello, Greg. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
All right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Yep, thank you very much.
All right. So, Carla, how are you doing? Yes, fantastic.
That's good.
It felt like a day off today.
go to the doctor, and I was supposed to have an operation on Friday. And doggone, they didn't decide to put it off because they want to check my heart. So I'm going to go to the cardiologist.
Well, healing prayers to you, Carla.
Oh, thank you
very much.
Sorry about the air.
Hey, we're back on. I'm here.
Hey, Lynn.
Can you hear me okay, everyone?
Yep.
This is my non-Skype line, and we're going to start. Hello to everyone. Let me just see. This is thinking. Oh, Lynn. Start the tape recorder. Carla, did you ever note that how easy it is to talk before the tape recorder starts?
I suppose so. There's a certain amount of clutching that you do when you start the tape recording. You say, well, now
it's real. Now whatever I say, I could get in trouble for it. By the way, I edited that comment you didn't like on the workshop out.
Okay, well, I don't remember what it was, but thank you for being so thoughtful.
Well, I think I said something about getting laid.
Repeat it, man.
But I deleted it. You see, I didn't start the tape recorder yet, so I can say
anyway, it was a good idea. Okay.
Right. This conference is being recorded.
Hey, everybody, this is Monday, February 18th, 2013. Guess what? I got the date right. I got the year right. And we're almost on time. You've been listening in on the Internet, and you've been hearing everybody kibitz just before the call starts. And this is going to be a very first time something we've ever done on a Monday night. And do you know what it is, Carla?
I haven't a clue. I think it's something about our Law of One workshop, because you were so excited about how well things were going earlier today when you talked to me, but I'm not sure precisely what.
Well, this is our first infomercial. Okay.
Our infomercial. Oh, good. I've always wanted to do one of those.
This is our first infomercial
on
the Law of One workshop that we did on Saturday. And you know, it's easier to do this after the fact, because I know it went well and the tapes are available. Because the hard thing about promoting something beforehand, which I force myself to do, they usually come out okay. Things usually work out okay, but what if it doesn't? What if you tell everybody you're going to do this great thing and it doesn't work out? So it's easy to talk about it after the fact. And it is really unusual. I mean, everything we do is unusual, so let's go through that. Hey, before we start, we have Daphne, are you on the line?
I am here, yes.
Well, very much hello to you. And if you're not familiar with Daphne, which probably most of you are, Daphne kind of was the inadvertent founder of what we're doing here. Not what Carla's doing, but, you know, what I've been doing. And Terry, are you on the line?
Hi.
Oh, good.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Terry.
Hi.
I've got to tell you that you are getting really good at unmuting.
Yeah, right.
That was fast, to say it. And Terry is also one of the co-founders of this work, and this is extraordinary to have Terry, Daphne, and Carla all together, because I would venture to say that this is some of the most three extraordinary women on the planet. And they're all pretty shy or humble. They won't toot their own horns very well. Terry, say something. Toot your horn. What would you say if you were going to toot your horn?
Oh, I really don't know. I don't have to think about it.
Daphne, you want to toot your horn?
Oh, you want me to toot my horn? Well, if you
yeah.
want the Baptist version, or do you want the spiritualized version, or the silly version?
Well, just, I'll tell you, don't think about what you're going to say. We'll imagine
think
that.
About what I say, or maybe I do, who knows. I'm spontaneous. Well, am I shy? Actually, I don't think I'm a shy person at all. I think I'm a pretty dramatic person. I mean, I've got my shy moments, but it's happening, folks. We're accelerating towards nowness. So be all you can be, and joy is the name of the game. If you don't like it, don't do it. If you want the litmus test for now, if it's happy, if you're in your heart, you're on the right track.
Now, Carla, you want to toot your horn?
Was that her tooting her horn? Daphne. That was a really good toot.
Thank you, Carla. God bless you, sweetheart. It's good to have you here.
Oh, golly. I keep my promises.
Oh, there you go. Lots of love to you there in Kentucky.
Love, yes.
Love.
Yeah, I can feel it rolling tonight.
It is.
A lot of love around.
It is.
Isn't it wonderful?
Since I'm
firing up.
And since I'm the only male on the call, okay?
Would you like me to get my husband?
Well, if he wants to. It's like, there's all this goddess energy, but I'll toot my horn, and that is I show up, which is a big accomplishment for me. I keep my appointments at least within 2 minutes late, but I'm on time almost today. So in any case, I'll put these women's horns for them. I'll do it better than they do, okay?
Hands off. I'll toot my own horn.
Well, Daphne is this person that's been in and out of history, and when she shows up and starts channeling or whatever transmissions or whatever she wants to call it, the fate of the planet shifts. She didn't even know she did anything, but regardless, she did, and something big happens on the planet. And Terry, similarly, we only know one instance of history where Terry was doing something, and something really big shifted on the planet. And, of course, Terry is shifting things right now, as is Daphne. And Carla, we don't know her history. Karmically, I guess we could say that, but we know that Carla did something in 2001 to 2003, and she's still doing extraordinary things, but that was probably the piece de resistance, because she became a voice for what you might call the major group oversoul for our planet that has been the major, as far as I can tell, intervener from other dimensions, from higher dimensions, that is administrating, and I mean, administrating may not be the right word, but overseeing, administrating, making contributions as best they can to the evolution of humans. And they've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. And they have a very hard time finding anyone to talk through and bring their message in. You know why they have a hard time? Because as soon as a source that is that big starts talking through someone, so often people become self-aggrandizing, messianic, or not knowing how to handle it, how to bring it into the world. And Carla has dedicated herself. She knew what she did. She knew the importance of it. And for years, she's had a small group getting larger and larger of people who have been transformed by the study of the raw material. And loads of it is up on her website for free. And it was one of the things that inspired me to, totally inspired me, to reach into all the stuff that we're doing now. It was one of the things that convinced me that this was real, because I couldn't believe it was real at first. I didn't know how to validate it. And, you know, the unusual circumstances, the situation is, if you have a voice from another dimension and they make predictions, you know, and they happen, that's one thing, and they bring wisdom in. But this was, these were voices that were explaining things that a human couldn't validate on their own, could not validate it. So how do you believe it? Well, first, David Wilcock is saying it. Then I go back and I study Carla Rucker, and she's saying it. And then Daphne starts, I'm not supposed to use the word channeling, but whatever she does, voices start speaking to me through her, and I'm asking all the questions about the Wilcock Rucker materials and this premise of a dimensional shift and who the Ra group is. And they're answering exactly the same as I was already getting through the record material. That's through Daphne. And then, I got your own speaker off. There we go. And then, of course, Terry starts coming in, and they're answering the same way through Terry. So now we have four people bringing a cosmology forth that is totally, by and large, unknown to mankind. Never, ever been expressed. And I have four people giving me the same cosmology, the same answers to questions, and I ended up being in the uncomfortable position saying to myself, oh, geez, I think this is real. And that is why I committed myself to it. And over time, Carla and I have become friends. We have worked together. And she's been on our Monday night show, many times. And we've discussed various things. And then a month ago, I said, why don't we try this? And we did a little work, and we went through the Ra material, and we went through like a few paragraphs of it. It's very deep. It's the kind of thing that you cannot speed read. And we went through a few paragraphs, and then we interpreted them, and then we went through another few paragraphs and interpreted them. And it seemed like we had a good synergy. And so we did it again last Saturday. And we went through some more of it when we talked about it. And it's hard to describe actually what happens when we do that. It's not linear. But for whatever reason, I kind of have an intuitive understanding of that material. And it's probably because I've had lifetimes where it's, I've been involved in the Law of One. And Carla has an intuitive understanding. And so the goal was to take these paragraphs, which were incredibly sophisticated and deep, and convert them into a language that everyone could understand in a fun way. And we did it. And that we're, you know, if everything goes as we're planning, we'll be doing those sessions once a month. And we got through the second one, and the second one was more nervous than the first, because I said, I wonder if we can hold the energy, if we can continue. The first one was like the romance, and the second one,
sort of like, this is not a problem, I'm not nervous, and Wynn was nervous. Wynn's never nervous. That was funny.
But you know why I was nervous, Carla?
You studied right down as soon as we got started. Why were you nervous, Wynn?
Because I had to prepare for it.
You had to decide what to talk about.
I had to actually go and re-listen to the first one and make sure I covered new things, and I didn't know what I was going to say, but I had to prepare for it in a way that, you know, like on this show, I'm not prepared. But I am prepared because I like talking off the top of my head, and even channeling, we go into that, and it works out. But on that, I had to prepare for it. And the first one, I didn't prepare for it. The first one, I just freewheeled it. But the second one, I had to prepare for. And you know, to prepare for something and to keep it nonlinear as well is a challenge. Like, it's easy for me to be nonlinear if I don't prepare. But I prepared and had to be nonlinear. And I think it ended up really well. And anything you'd like to say, Carla? I don't want to hog the stage here.
No, you're doing just fine. I thought that something that you said was interesting earlier. You were talking about how you and Terry and Daphne have a lot of karma back and forth, whereas I don't seem to, and that is probably true. I think I came into this incarnation with balanced karma, no karma with anybody. Hopefully I've kept it that way. And so that makes it, you know, easy for me to cooperate and to dance with people that are talking about stuff I'm interested in. And, of course, I'm very interested in the Law of One. I think it's a different thing. It has sort of plangent undertones in it to have the energy of you and Daphne, of Half Moon Bay and Terry, beautiful, faithful sister Terry. The energies they're very energetic, very family oriented. You're talking about it all in the family with a twist or something like that. And the information that's come from these two channels is you know, really good. It's astounding. So you have one thread where I'm getting something in my ear I can't understand. Do you know what that is?
Ben, it's echo from your phone.
It is?
Yes.
Anyway, you have one thread of fairly calm seas with Wynn and me, and then you have this tremendous sea of love in between us three women and Wynn, as far as just the love of all of us goes. But with Wynn and Terry and Daphne, you've got a family. You really do. And it's a family that's worked with in different relationships and different ways and different incarnations over vast reaches of time. I mean, that's pretty astounding. That's kind of dramatic. As you said, Daphne, dramatic, very dramatic.
Yes. I don't know if am I okay now, Heis?
Yes, you're good, man.
Am I not echoing?
You're correct. You're good.
If I could just comment a little bit on what Carla was just saying, I think it's about to get a lot more dramatic on the world stage because the timeline that we seem to know about with Terry, maybe Terry wants to speak a little bit on this if he, you know, feels it's about to comment on it, is that the Vatican is in the process of being destabilized in a huge, huge way. And I think that we're just beginning to see, you know, the very, very first, you know, ripplings of things that are going to be, it's going to be a complete overhaul of world systems, of banking systems, of government systems, of education systems, of all those institutions that, you know, that we've given away our authority to and our power to, those externalizations of, you know, of correctness and, you know, the people, you know, we've given the authorship of ourselves and what is reliable to those institutions and those this thing outside of ourselves. He's given these institutions the power to tax us and to tell us how to live our life and what is morality and what is ethical and what's not ethical. And we've chosen to live our lives by their edicts on one level or another in this grand cosmology of the illusion of separation from the Creator. So I'd be really interested to hear what Perry has to say about what's going on with Rome right now.
Well, I think that it's a good thing because things are getting more transparent, and what they have done, a number of people very high up in the church have done, is catching up with them. As one person by another person by another person has been exposed in what they're doing with in the area of sexual abuse for children and in the area of money laundering and other areas which we don't even know about. So I think that this is good, that it's becoming apparent and being exposed.
Not that one is trying to embrace the negative aspects of destabilization, not that one is anarchic, but that one is happy to see systems busted that didn't work.
Exactly.
And that's what so many of the people that are younger, you know, have come in with dual activated DNA, and their system busters from the word go because, you know, they're much more able to look through instead of at these systems, whether they're in the classroom or whether they're in the world scene, you know, whether it's small or whether it's large. I think the stage is being set for all kinds of very interesting times. What's that Chinese verse?
Yes.
May you live in interesting times.
Yes, and I think that the law of one is becoming more known. One of the things that's been happening is Wilcock has been lecturing on the law of one, and he's been preparing, say, on a Friday for a speaking, maybe 4 hours, and then 5 hours on the law of one, say, on a Monday. And so more and more people are going to get to know the law of one and how it operates in a person's life and how the karma, the wheel of karma, is affected by it and how things come back on people that they've perpetrated. And I think this is very healthy and is going to put people on a whole new level of grounding with their own self.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Lynn?
I thought I'd shut up and see what happened.
Oh, you're not going to think this time, huh?
Well, I think that what is important is to etch out a groove in the consensus reality and etch it out so strong that it won't go away. And because the groove is based on truth, it keeps expanding. And, you know, it's like, in my part here, the way that this has come out, people don't believe this stuff. You know, most people can't believe that this is possible. And what they've done is they've put me in a position, life has put me in a position, where between my story, between four people that are all coming up with the same thing, it causes people to turn around and look twice. And then many of those people that turn around and look twice are wanderers. And suddenly, you know, there's millions of wanderers out there. You guys that are listening that keep coming into these calls, I'd be willing to bet dollars to donuts that you're wanderers. And that this stuff resonates with you
because it is bringing you back into your own true mission. Somebody's making a lot of noise there. Is that you, Terry? Are you moving around, doing anything?
Yeah, I'll be really still.
I don't mean to blame you, but that microphone that hangs, the little purple one, if you move around...
No, I'm not. I'm just on the phone.
You are?
I don't have a...
All right.
It's not Terry. It's her hand.
It's her hand?
Don't blame Terry.
wasn't there a saying about that? If your hand, I don't remember. Never mind. I can't remember the saying.
We don't want that one. No, we don't go there.
Well, in any case, you know, the fact that we are developing a community, a family, and putting this stuff out in a way that anyone who pays attention to it can't walk. It's hard to walk away from it. It's hard to get people to pay attention. And part of my job is to be the guy that gets people looking, because I can be so corny and so, how can I say it, entertaining. I don't know. It's really not that. You know, the thing is, take it
seriously. Well, you can be every man, Wynn. How's that?
I think you can be every man
trying to figure this out, and you can.
Yeah.
You can act it out. I mean, you can say, you know, I went here, then I went there. You can tell stories about it. And
right.
You know, we go here, we go there, but we don't write it down. We don't tell stories about it. And so I think it helps to have a storyteller among us that can kind of touch these chords as it goes by. And those chords have resonance for us.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Wanderers, by the way, in 2001 I wrote a book called Wanderers Handbook, and it's free online at llresearch.org. And I get letters from people often saying, "Oh, thank you for writing that book." So if you're having trouble dealing with this world, you might want to take a look at that, because it's a handbook for spiritual outsiders. Put it that way. I put it that way in the subtitle, and it might help you to cope, because there's a lot to cope with if you're a wanderer.
You know, being a wanderer does not mean...
And yet, there's a lot to do, because, you know, we didn't just come here wandering. We came here purposefully.
Well, as I get it, as I look at it, most people who are wanderers have spent many lifetimes kind of lost in this realm. And even I who had advanced lifetimes and did advanced things, you know, I see it's kind of I'll say the word that comes to mind is a crapshoot, okay? Having the synchronicities and the circumstances that come together that suddenly bring you into a state of awareness. And one of the cool things is that we have brought ourselves into this state of awareness. So it puts it out so that you guys can get it. You don't have to go through all that stuff, okay? All you got to do is pay attention. And the cellular resonance of things will wake you up, or help wake you up.
Or at least that, because the snooze alarm. You can always go
back. The snooze alarm, right. Right. And we do 3 conference calls a week. Carl is out there. So if you start falling backwards, you've got all these things to be snooze alarm. Listen to our calls, and it brings it back to center. Because I've watched it, and it works. The people that keep coming into our calls and paying attention are having experiences. And oftentimes they started out thinking, this won't work for me. What is this stuff? This is too far out. And it's just showing up and letting the energies come in. You know, since this is a... what's all that beeping up there? What's going on?
We have a mouse on the line.
think it's me. I think that was me. I thought I'd take a moment, and any of you who attended our workshop, since this is an infomercial, anyone who was there on Saturday and want to say anything, just take a moment and let people come forth. So if you're on the conference line, you can do *6, or you can call up on BBS Radio. I sent out the BBS numbers out today. Anyone want to share anything about the workshop? Uh-oh.
So, and press *6 if you want to say something. I know Lucy is here. See, I bet she wants to say something.
Lucy, you've been sending me emails. Don't be shy. We need you.
You may speak French.
All right. No one is saying anything. Carla,
maybe
no
they
one's
can
left.
Get unmuted.
Yeah, they can.
Are we on lecture now? Are we on?
The regular mute.
We're on regular mute? Okay. All right, if anyone wants to say something, and let me tell you that when you, I know somebody on this line got a lot out of the workshop. When you come forth and say something, when you get over your fright of speaking in front of people, you're doing a great service, because I know that the information, the way we do these things, is helping people lift karma. And if one person hears you and they shift their life, it's like you're responsible, and it starts coming back to you. This is one of the ways of being of service. Okay? So, in any case...
Well, I think if I could just mention something, I think that what I'm becoming aware of in the last, especially the last few months, is that this entire ascension process, you know, we've been talking about it in terms of cosmic law and spiritual law and the emotional component, the psychological component, the mental component, and the day-to-day life experience. And it is all those things, and it does permeate through all those levels. But at its very basic elemental level, ascension is a physiological, biological reconstruction of your light body and of your physical body. And so the act of speaking up, the act of participating, the act of being willing to share, you are actually physiologically, biologically infusing yourself with light. You are able to start accessing the 5D Gaia light grid, which is now fully in place. And you start being amplified. And it starts literally burning through the dross and the miasm. And those places in your body and your cellular structure and your biology, which are not resonating at a higher and higher hertz level. I was looking at some information from various sources that I've been working with for a long time, and there was a mention of the 3D life experience of a human body being somewhere around 100,000 megahertz per second. And going to a 5D experience, we are actually aiming, we're on a trajectory of accelerating to 9 million megahertz per second. I mean, so you can imagine the kind of drop and the kind of, you know, what has to be recalibrated. You know, some of us, myself included, are going through really extreme ascension experiences. I spend most of my days walking around with what feels like an anvil, literally, on my head. Feels like someone's sitting on my chest. Feels like I've got cement waders, you know, fishing waders on, and that I'm trudging, you know, on the ground. And then I feel like I'm being pulled literally to the center of Gaia. You know, I'm doing this incredible, you know, connectivity with the Earth's core. And you know, I follow what's going on with the space weather and the coronal mass ejections. And my symptoms, they invariably correlate extremely accurately, you know, with what's going on with coronal mass ejections and the electromagnetic fields and the structures of those fields on the Earth. And so, you know, there's a lot of information, and there's a lot of, there to share experiences and resources. And I know there was a caller earlier on. I didn't get your name, and I apologize for that. But please send Wim an inquiry, and we will do a radio show perhaps in the next week or so about the emergence of the new 5G crystalline grid and what we can share about that. So thanks so much.
Anyway, Wim, do you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, I just want to thank you. This is Lucy. I just want to thank Carla and you, Wynn, and I got a lot. I'm reading the book right now. That's my second time, and I understand so much more because you and Carla, the way you're speaking and the way you're explaining, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I want to thank you, all of you, and Terry also. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy. And thank you for speaking up. All right. Okay. Now, I want to make a comment that I'm reluctant to, like, focus on things that I can't validate for myself, even though they're probably true. It's like there's certain aspects of the celestial workings that Daphne taps into, and when she talks about them, I said, I wonder if this is true, I wonder if this isn't true. And the one thing I do know is that when things come to make these things practical and applicable, it has to come down to the human condition, the human ability to give and receive loving energy. And this is how all these cosmic things that are inside us. And I just wanted to share that because I don't want to talk over people's heads. The raw material is over people's heads enough, but the fact of the matter is the raw material, at its basis, gives a huge amount of wisdom to work how to work things out on the human level. And that is what's most important. Each of us is here on this planet, and there are a lot of energies coming in. And have you learned how to take advantage of those energies? Have you learned how to ride them, or are they oppressing you? Are you feeling still contained and oppressed in patterns that are old? Because each of us, no matter what's happening on a cosmic level, has to be able to rise to the occasion. It's not a passive exercise to be in the shift. It's an active one. And it's the challenge of moving through your stuff so that you can access these higher energies that are coming in. At least that's how I see it. What do you think, Carla? Carla, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And I agree with you very much. I think it's all fascinating, just fascinating. And I have a really good feeling about what we're sharing on the Saturday workshops. I think that when you start with quoting, you know, and I try my best to find the session that we're quoting from and the actual, you know, question. Using that log1.info, you can find not only the session but the question now. Really a good help. So that people can go and look it up. Oh, there it is. That's what they were talking about. You know, it's not just out there. It's right there. It's right there in front of your eyes. So that helps a lot to bring it front and center, I think. It's just that connection between, okay, we're talking about session 6, question 15. You know, and we might talk about that for a half hour because it has that much depth to it that you kind of have to chew it over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it isn't just, oh, yeah, well, you do it this way. It's very solid material, and because of the fact that it's solid, it takes some thinking about. You know, like what we were talking about Saturday, we were talking about healing. And Guru says, well, there are three basic parts of healing. First of all, know yourself. Oh, that little thing. You know, and then they said, you know, okay, that's your mind. And then as far as your body goes, you have to use love and wisdom, working with your natural functions. What are your natural functions? Well, if you studied the chakras, you know that the natural functions expressed by the red ray chakra are sexuality and survival. So, you know, there's very specific stuff in there, but it has to be drawn out. You have to think it over. You have to talk about it. And I think once you do that, it becomes, oh, wow, you know, this makes sense.
Did you, I'm sure you've read those three things they talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
Did they penetrate you? I mean, I've read it before, but when we did it on Saturday, I suddenly saw it in a new way or a deeper way.
Uh-huh. Well, no, I think that, you know, I had a sort of an aha, thinking about the mind, the body, and the spirit. I don't think I really sorted it out like that. And that's
mm-hmm.
really what
you know, on Saturday you had an aha?
Yeah, talking about that. You know, I had used the information, but I hadn't analyzed it and said, okay, this is about the mind, this is about the body, and this is about the spirit. I hadn't done that. So just in talking about it, you tossed that out, as I recall. So it's nice, you know, to discuss it back and forth, because what one doesn't see, the other might have seen and even taken for granted.
Right,
As you discuss it, then it becomes something different.
Right.
And I feel the energy of the people on the call, you know, sort of directing where we're going to go. Don't you feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, one thing I learned a while back ago, and that was, these words are coming from a group soul. We talked about that on the line, how there's a multitude of beings. You know, as Carla was describing, they're in different timelines. So they're in the newsroom putting together all the stuff and sending it down, and suddenly it comes out as a word through Carla, and or a paragraph through Carla. And it's like, when we try to understand those things, it's easier to understand when you have a group energy, because when we create a group energy, we start to access higher timelines, and suddenly it makes more sense. Does that make sense to you, Carla? It's like reading, if any of you are doing team shift or doing things, try reading some of this stuff out loud on the phone and notice how it brings in the energy just to read it. Because
you know,
the group,
definitely the highest timeline wins. And see, and this is where, you know, you keep, you know, with all due respect, I mean, the raw material is incredibly complex from a mental standpoint. But you can really get in your mind, in your body, mind, spirit complex, what the raw material is about when you move into joy. When you move into a spontaneous expression of the heart, you know, and when you get into laughter and into joy, you know, you leave the mental body and you leave the survival stuff and you leave the ego and you leave the personality and you just get into joy and, you know, laughter and, you know, you start becoming the creator. You start becoming, you are no longer at the effect of anything else. You become the zero point. You access, you know, that oneness, that zero point consciousness, that unity field right there. And then all of a sudden it's not so much like, oh, you know, where are we on the map? Where are we on the cosmic GPS station? It's like, we're there. We're it. You know, we are the Ra group. We are Ra-on. We are the Elohim. It's not about like they're up there and we're down here and they've got all the power and we don't have any power. They are us. We are them. And this time that we're in now is about learning to access that, like, all the time. You know, being joyful, being happy, and it's expressing, you know, what makes you tick. You know, it's like people talk about juicy living. I mean, doing what makes you,
And if you want to know if you should do something or not, ask yourself, does this make me happy? Is this like what I really want to be doing? Or would I rather be doing something else? And stop doing things because you think you're supposed to be doing them, or you feel obligated to do them, or you're afraid of what of the consequences if you don't do them. You know, we have to start giving ourselves back the authority, the author. We're the authors. We're the creators of our life. We are. Not our parents, not our spouses, not our friends, not our, you know, university, you know, affiliations or whatever. It's us. It's giving ourselves. That's what this whole externalization of the whole Capricorn structure, the whole governmental structure, the whole Vatican thing, you know, we're seeing those everything fall because guess what? You know, we've given them so much power. You know, it's like, oh, you know, they're, you know, that's Harvard University, that's MIT, and you know, they must know what they're talking about. But you know something? Somewhere in those sacred halls, you know, quote unquote, someone made an arbitrary decision. Some person sat down and said, well, I think we're going to do it this way, or I think we're going to... And then, you know, through cause and effect, that decision, you know, gets promulgated through the whole culture. And then everybody, well, you know, it's WGBH said it, you know, it must be true. Or this, you know, this person who wrote a book said it must be true. Or David Wilcox said it must be true. But you know what? Every single one of us, we have that power too. Every single one of us. You know, when we start giving ourselves permission... You know, that's why I so you know, being a musician, you know, I so encourage people to, you know, to improvise, to make their, write their own music, to do their own painting, to do their own photography, to do their own writing, to do their own blogging, to have their own website, just for the power of creative expression. Because when you start doing that, you empower yourself, you empower other people, and in a if you spend time with small children, especially the ones that are under the age of like 10 right now, those crystalline souls, they are so aligned to this. They are so fired up. Their codons are so on. They know that no one else can tell them. No one else can cut their... I mean, they're a kite. They've got the wing. They're flying at this point. And, you know, we are in a time of... I mean, we're taking off. And, you know, it's not about, you know, asking permission anymore. It's about granting ourselves the permission. So I would really encourage people to start like, it's okay, you know, go for it. Yes.
Well, on that note.
It is
6:52. I did send out a commercial on our emailing today, and we can actually, here's what's on there. $25, you can get the audio of session 2, which is 3 hours. You can get the audio of session 1, which is 3 hours, and you can get the download of the first Raw Law 1 that Carla did in 1981. And if you can't afford $25, you can put a discount code in and get it for $20. And if you can't afford $20, you can put a discount code in and get it for $15. And if you can't do that, it goes all the way down to $5. Minimum $5. And if somebody is really hard up where they can't afford $5, send us an email and we'll send it to you. Because this is the kind of material that can change your life. This is the kind of material that can give you the little bits of wisdom, that give you the little jogs that make you look at something differently so that you can, how can I say it? You
think
can change.
I think thinking differently is what it's all about. The neat thing about this material is that it gives you the thoughts that you might want to consider, and then it says, look, you know, it's up to you. You have the discernment. You have free will. And if you think that this is for you, then here it is. You know, that was the whole energy with which they came in that very first time. They came into Don and said, well, your group has had the seeking for this, what you might call advanced material. So here we are. And, you know, that Don said, well, talk away. And they said, no, we won't talk. We won't lecture. Ask us what you want to know, and we'll tell you anything we know and see where it goes. And that's the way it always was. It was question and answer the whole way. They weren't trying to put something over on us. They were at our service waiting for us to ask about what we wanted to know more about. And Don was very wide-ranging. He was a scientist, and he got into all kinds of things, not just cosmology, you know, how the world was created and what our place is in it and where we are now, where we're going. But, you know, all kinds of phenomena like pyramids and UFOs, healing and what's a ghost. You know, all kinds of things Dom would get sort of off on one or another thing because he'd been investigating questions like this since the mid-50s. So it's a wide-ranging conversation, you have to say that for sure. But the energy is always, hey, you know, whatever you want to know more about, and then you decide, you know, if you
think. I mean, what I would say is that we all go through a huge amount of lifetimes in this realm. And in most of those lifetimes, you never hear about anything like this. You never hear of something that is got so much authenticity and truth to it. And if you're here now, and this is my salesman thing, but it's actually true. I'm only telling you it's true that this is your rare opportunity to start looking into these energies and getting these keys, because you can go a long time and never get exposed to this. This is not like anything else, and many of you know that. And the strange noise is coming in on the line. It is 6:50.
You're cutting out, Wynn. Cannot hear you.
I'm afraid he fixed it.
I have disconnected myself. Can you hear me?
Yes, he can.
So let's just say good night to everybody. Carla, anything you want to say in closing?
Thank you all for coming. The energy has been fantastic tonight. I love you guys so much. I love you, Daph.
Thank you, Carla. God bless you. Thank you, Terry.
God bless
you, Wynn. Thank you, everybody.
And let's just keep that one going.
Absolutely.
And we'll see many of you on Wednesday night. And thank you, Hives, for helping hold the space and the energy for these calls. And thanks, everybody who volunteers and people sending out emails. And thank you, Winfrey. Yes, thank you, Winfrey, for showing up. And we'll see you all, some of you, on Wednesday when people submit questions and we ask your questions. And Sunday when we do our grid healing. And we stay in your hearts, even in the spaces, all the time. And we hold that space for each of you to be in your own loving nature. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Daphne. Thank you all for being here. Love to all.